I'm Liz Palka. The lawyers and family members of two Reuters journalists sentenced to 7 years in prison in Myanmar held a press conference in Yangon on Tuesday. While Lon and Jia Su-woo were convicted on charges of illegal possession of official documents, a ruling met with international condemnation. While Lon's wife spoke out Tuesday. She said, "I thought that he would be released, but it did not happen. I was so upset. They're totally innocent. They were just doing their job as reporters." One of their lawyers said at the press conference that they are thinking about making an appeal. The two journalists had been reporting on the brutal crackdown on the Rohingya when they were arrested and charged with violating the colonial-era Official Secrets Act, punishable by up to 14 years in prison. President Donald Trump Monday warned Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Iran, and Russia not to recklessly attack rebel-held Idlib province. He said hundreds of thousands could be killed. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said the Iranians and Russians would be making a grave humanitarian mistake in what he called this potential human tragedy. Trinity University historian David Lesh doubts that will have any effect on the planned assault unless chemical weapons are used.
That had been the only admonition from the United States to Russia and the Syrian government was do not use chemical weapons. They're ratcheting up the pressure a little bit, but I don't think there's anything the United States can do at this point to stop what I see as inevitable.
The province of about 3 million people in surrounding areas are the last major rebel enclave in Syria. This is VOA News and more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. More than 1 million people have been ordered to evacuate their homes as Typhoon Jebi sweeps over parts of Japan's west coast. The storm has caused heavy rain to flood western Japan's main offshore international airport and high winds to blow a tanker into a connecting bridge. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Jebi is the strongest typhoon to make landfall in Japan since 1993, according to Japan's Kyodo News Service. In the hard-hit city of Osaka, high seas poured into Kansai Airport, flooding one of its two runways and the cargo storage area, forcing the airport to shut down. More than 700 flights have been cancelled, according to Japanese media tallies, while the high-speed bullet train service from Tokyo west to Hiroshima got suspended. A massive near 3,000-ton tanker slammed dramatically into the side of a bridge connecting the airport to the mainland, damaging both the bridge and the vessel. I'm Charles Suladesma.
Confirmation hearings are underway in the Senate for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's second nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. In his opening statement, Kavanaugh vowed to be a pro-law judge who will interpret the law impartially. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Kavanaugh won't actually face questions from senators today. The opening session is for introductions and statements from lawmakers. Democrats are concerned about Kavanaugh's conservative views, tilting the Supreme Court to the right for decades on abortion and other matters. They say he shouldn't be considered at all until after the midterm elections. Most Republicans are relishing a chance to seat a second Trump High Court nominee in fewer than 18 months.
That was the AP's Sagar Magani reporting. Egyptian security forces detained a man on Tuesday after an explosive device detonated near the U.S. embassy in central Cairo. That's according to three security sources. No casualties were reported, the source said. A witness said she heard a blast and then saw a man with a backpack that had caught on fire close to a hotel across the road from the embassy premises. Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has a new job. He has been selected by sports apparel giant Nike to be one of the stars of its latest ad campaign. Kaepernick drew attention to racial inequality and police brutality in the United States by kneeling during the playing of the national anthem before games. Since launching his protest in 2016, Kaepernick has been joined in kneeling by dozens of National Football League players. And U.S. weather forecasters expect Tropical Storm Gordon to gain strength during the day Tuesday before making landfall somewhere near the Gulf Coast. Hurricane warnings are in effect for coastal areas in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News. VOA 1.